Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next Summer Olympics are in Los Angeles, correct?
Correct.
Paris is the next one.
Paris?
In L.A.
So
28's L.A.
Okay.
So okay.
So I got some time here. Again, Tominaga, 3-on-3. As 3-on-3 has blown up, you know, we got Dylan Travis, Mitch Hahn, you know, locally here. Stephon Bradford, former Nebraska basketball player, among other guys that are local that have been really, really good on the international stage of 3-on-3. Tominaga, I think, could make the Olympics playing 3-on-3. I have found an event that I can make the Olympics.
What's that? What do you got?
So this would need to become a sport, and I'm pretty sure that I could medal. Is the shopping cart Olympics. Yesterday on a Sunday, I chose to go to Costco.
Oh,
brave man.
I just want to tell you that my skills with a shopping cart in Costco are unbelievable. My ability to maneuver between multiple carts in the same aisle nearly next to each other and around people without bumping anybody, stopping, having to say, oh, excuse me. Like having a definitive path to where I'm going and the way I maneuver it, the way it turns, even with stuff in the cart. I thought that yesterday as I was waiting in line that I am really, really good at the shopping cart game.
Now, let me ask you this, though, because
you could have been on supermarket sweep.
I know. I missed my opportunity.
Now, would you say that you are equally effective, if not more, when you go to your more traditional grocer? Where you have a smaller shopping cart because you need a CDL pretty much to drive the ones at Costco.
So here's the deal. So I go to Target, I go to the grocery, like just a stop at Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
I'm a cart guy, like the little handheld cart.
Okay.
For the big grocery shopping, I got the cart, or at Costco, you're forced to get a cart.
Yes.
Okay. Even if
there's no basket,
if the only thing you have in your cart is liquor and a pair of pants. It's great that at Costco, nobody judges you, okay?
That I don't think anybody even looks in
and
your
then
cart.
If you throw in a 75-inch OLD, then it just seems normal that you're at Costco.
This guy's taking advantage.
But so the place is packed, okay? Absolutely just overflowing with people. And then the place just prints money, okay? And especially on the weekends. And especially around the area of the self-checkout, which backs up.
Oh, it's intimidating.
Okay? You don't realize that people like Pedro, who he's a Bronco fan, so I had to endure him for about 5 minutes trying to sell me everything under the sun. Executive business membership. Do you want to? I'm like, you know what? You lost a bet. You're wearing that shirt. Please. I just want to get out of here. Okay.
No, he's excited about
So here's a little hat tip. You know, people want to stand in the self-checkout because they think it's quicker. I'll tell you what. The people that work at Costco that check out.
Oh,
boom,
they're
boom,
good.
Boom. They got in.
You're right.
They got, it's like a.
They're very
It's
good.
An assembly line. Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
But so you know when you're maneuvering around whether you're. Like in the regular aisles off to the side, which has like you can get, you know, your favorite Kel Welko tool to the alcohol.
Yep.
Which, by the way, they have some great deals this week on alcohol.
Just they should.
Little tip.
Super weak.
I'm not paid by Costco or anything. But then you make your maneuver into like the desserts, and then you start to go into the cold section, and then you go into the food aisles, and it backs up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and even more so around the rare aisles nowadays at Costco that have the samples. Telling you, yesterday, I was on point. If there was someone from above judging, I would have probably had a 9.9. But if they want to put shopping cart Olympics and have it as a sport, I am going to make a run for Team USA in 2028 because I am that good.
Is your lane passing ability, is that where you consider your strength? Because on a day like that, you've got to be able to smoothly change lanes and you know work ahead.
Well, I think I also
you get a lot of lollygagging going on.
I have a knack for people that are going to stop. Like, I'm always looking ahead.
Yeah.
Like that lady that is by herself that goes by the one aisle at Costco that's got the T-shirts and the underwear and the shoes.
Yeah.
I can tell what she's eyeing. So I know she's going to have an abrupt stop. So I don't want to, you know, hit her from behind.
No.
Yeah. So I'm already looking out that I'm going to have to, you know, maneuver to the right and I'm going to have to turn the cart. Yeah. Like, I have great, I think any cart, even with a bad wheel or two, I think it can handle. I was very proud of my performance. I walked out of Costco yesterday, $225 cheaper, and went, my shopping cart skills, awesome.
Did you pull a Will Ferrell, Brandon Huff, and Step Brothers where he gets the toilet paper for the first time and just fist pumps when he gets out there? You're just like, yeah!
You know what I should have done? I should have said, victory!
Hey, Johnny driving that, baby.
First of all, it should be anytime you survive
like
a trip to Costco.
Exactly.
Without, like, you know, somebody running into the back of you with their shopping cart and they hit, you know, your ankle.
Because, hey, that might take you down for a week or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to have to be sending somebody else to do your Costco shopping. Okay, so when you get in the far right corner where you got the bottled water and everything,
yep.
I feel like that's where you've got a constant flow of traffic. And if this was something that I would bring up that is my biggest pet peeve over there, you're going in that area knowing exactly what you're trying to get. When you do come to the abrupt stop and then you kind of work your way back and you're looking back, like, nope, sorry, you need to get off to the side. You need to not be in this area because this is smooth traffic flow. So if you, I don't know if you found yourself in that area, that can be where you can gain the most time in your shopping trip. But if it all it takes is one bad apple. Oh, and that sets the whole thing off. So if you can avoid that after one person decided to break and you still were able to keep stride, tip the cap to you, my man. That's pretty good.
Could also be the next Pro Bowl game.
You know what? It might be. It'd be entertaining.
I mean, you got me excited here. I'm picturing you maneuvering this through Costco, and yeah,
that's a skill. The big cart, that's not easy to do.
No, because they are extended carts at Costco.
They're huge.
CDL.
My son has taken a nap in one of them before because they're that big. In the top area, too. Now, I'm not talking about in the actual main, like, you know, tray cargo area. Like, in the top because it's that wide. He could fully extend and lay. I'm like, all right, cool.
I wonder how good I would be driving a Rascal in Costco. A little motorized cart.
Be like Marshawn Lynch, just kind of...
I think I
would struggle.
If I was ever to have to be in a Rascal, I don't think I'd ever go to Costco. How would you do that?
Yeah, because it's not like people are like, oh, okay, I'm
going to
make room
for it's
you.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, they're like, you're not injured. Show us your hang tab.
Not only do you guys show your ID or your little card when you get in, but you also got to show why you should be in a Rascal. Like we need to know. Yeah, you got to have like a card there.
So somebody with a shopping list yesterday. I didn't think you went to Costco with a shopping list. I thought you just went and just walked up every down aisle and
Sharpie.
Like
if you don't go with a plan.
If you need luggage, you know, like you don't need luggage, but you go buy luggage, you just get luggage.
That's a great deal right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you need it? No, but that's a good deal.
We need to start thinking about our summer exterior illumination. That's a good deal right there, too. Yeah, I realized this because my wife was a little bit more experienced with Costco than I was. The first couple times we went with no agenda, no plan whatsoever.
$200?
Not even that. I had, like, so much anxiety. And just so overwhelmed with, like, oh, my God. Actually, I don't even think we came out with much at all. Like, we went in there, and that's where you feel defeat. You go in there, and you come out with very little. Like, you spent no more than $50. You're like, why the hell do we even go here?
You get a hot dog at least.
You lost. You lost the day at Costco. So, yeah, we have shopping.
We have a handful of our listeners that I saw there yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So while you're making good time through Costco, you're able to still also have conversations with listeners, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Bravo.
People I see that are stopped. I mean, I wasn't in a hurry or anything.
But you had to have some type of pace.
Yeah, but I think everybody gets it, you know. Okay. And it depends on what tier level you're on. Like if you're going to stop or you're just going to keep it moving.
Yeah, you kind of slow it down to where you can still effectively grab something out of, you know, the freezer or whatever without like making a traffic issue there, too. Because, again, these rules probably don't apply on weekdays, but on weekends, there are basic principles and just overall human decency policies when it comes to Costco that you need to follow. Otherwise, it might be the worst experience you had over the
weekend. It's not for the meek. It's like playing the college football video game and playing it on Heisman when you go on the weekend. Like, it's
and
better be ready to head on a swivel.
And unfortunately, you can't stop and reset it and go to freshman level.
Nope.
It's either a win or a loss that day.
It'll eat
and when
you
go on the weekend, and you mentioned you were surprised people had lists. If you don't go on the list, it's your funeral.
Yeah.
Unless you like to, you know, be a looky-loo and grab the random stuff.
No, I never have a list. But I also don't go up and down every aisle. I just know what I want, and I go there and I get it. You wouldn't, you guys would not like shopping with me.
Too fast?
Like, I bounce around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a plan.
You don't have a...
I just kind of know what I need, and boom, boom, boom.
You're like a child aimlessly
wondering. I'm more like that, though. Okay. I mean, I get that.
I don't... Hey, I did it for about 12 years, going to the grocery store every Saturday morning with my mom, and she had to go up and down every aisle. Okay? I don't need that. And we didn't get something on every aisle.
Yeah.
That just was a waste of time to me.
Just make sure you didn't, you know, oh, it jogs your memory. You go down every aisle, you don't have it on the list, or you didn't think about it before, something jogs your memory. And typically it doesn't, but you feel like you've combed through the entire place and you got everything
purchased
covered.
Purchased everything in the Little Debbie catalog.
Yeah. By the way, aisles, not pleasant anymore because of the to-go shopping.
Yeah. Oh, the
personal shoppers.
The people that work there that are filling those.
Oh man. Yep. And hey, I nothing on them. I get it. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Hey. But man, that makes it congested.
I'm not gonna complain because when the grocery stores opened back up during COVID and we had arrows.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Oh yeah, the traffic. Yeah.
And nobody
traffic
followed
flow.
Them.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Did you ever get pissed off when someone was going against traffic? I did. I'm like, whoa. We're all going this. Look at the arrow. This person's just throwing caution to the wind.
That was a great idea for about a week.
Yeah.
And then after that, people are like, I'm just angry.
Yeah.
I want my stuff. All right, 7:09. Tim Kruger's coming up in about 40 minutes with his latest bracket on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley at 1620 The Zone.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.